My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we talk about family and death. So listen and enjoy.
So when we last left, my girlfriend, who I've been talking to for a very, very long time, like 8-10 months, something like that.
Yeah.
She did something that I did not like. My co-host loved.
Yes.
Our chat room loved.
Whee!
She asked me for money.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and we had not really had something like this since she asked for the diamond ring, for the wedding ring, in January when we video chatted.
Right.
But Davin, asking for money is how women express their love for their man.
Well, she's in dire straits. She wants to go back and learn how to sew.
Yes, yes.
She wants it. So
it's for her education.
So shortly after that, I got offline abruptly, and I said, I got to go.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I was like, yeah, I got to go run some errands. And she's like, what errands? I'm like, yeah, I didn't respond.
I know. You're just like, I got to go to the bank. And Western Union.
So April 4th, that was. I did not speak with her on April 5th. I kept a low profile.
Look at you.
April 6th, she gets, hi, are you there? She goes, I guess you don't want to talk to me. See you when you want to talk. Take care. Bye. I go, hi. She goes, too busy, I guess. I go, I said hello. I go, she goes, okay, but I can't come later if you are busy. I go, I will not be around later. If you wish to chat, I can do so now for a bit. She goes, where will you be going? I go, work. She goes, okay, what have you been up to? I go, just a lot going on. What about you? She goes, nothing much, just at home with Kasha, the daughter. I go, that is nice. How is she? She's fine. What's been going on with you? I go, just a lot. Don't worry about it. You have enough to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you just want to know what's going on. I go, were you able to get Kasha into school? She goes, she hasn't been to school this week because I couldn't afford it, but hopefully next week she'll be able to go. So what's up with you? I go, I'm sorry. She's not been able to go. Have you been able to work with her so she can keep learning? She goes, yeah, I try to teach her from time to time. Won't you say what's going on with you? I go, that is good that you are working with her. I go, because my problems are not your problems, and you have enough to think about.
Look at you being all Mr. Evasive.
I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I know. It's like, my problems aren't your problems.
What's the matter? Nothing.
No. Oh, yeah.
I'm being the bitch again.
Yeah, that's
yes,
exactly
you are.
It.
I've been told to man up at times in this relationship.
Lisa says, oh, the guilt trip.
Yeah, I'm good.
She's going to have to get on the bongos and make you a mixtape.
Will she fly over here and stand outside my window and hold
yes,
up a boombox?
Yes, hold your boombox.
Just hear those stupid bongos. The wife looks at me and goes, I don't know. It was Joe's
all,
idea.
All bongo versions of Aerosmith songs to sway you. Boom, 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 boom. Walk this way. Boom, 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 boom.
Again, an excellent idea. Make that happen. She goes, okay, if you insist, even though I still want to know. I go, what do you wish to know? I go, why do you wish to know? Excuse me, why do you wish to know? She goes, because I care about you. I would like to know what's up with you. I go, a lot of work, new pressures to meet goals on my assignment, and death. It is just a blast over here. She goes, death? Death? How come? I go, wife's uncle passed away, and that was true.
Oh.
That was true.
That's right.
He was a very sweet man. I liked him a lot, and that was true. She goes, sorry about that. I go, thanks. I go, you're quiet all of a sudden. She goes, just thinking about the death. Has he been buried? How did your wife take it? She's asking about the wife. I go, funeral's tomorrow. She did not take it well. She goes, sorry about this. This is the time she needs you. I go, yeah, kind of an odd situation to say the least. Because remember, we're getting divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
We're Splitsville. She goes, nevertheless, put everything aside and support her. She needs you now. I go, that is very magnanimous of you.
Yeah.
Most women would not take that approach.
Right.
She goes, well, I'm a human after all. See?
Really?
See, you're not a savage or an animal. You're a human after all. You're one of the good ones.
God.
Joe don't want to laugh, but he has to. Let me send a tweet. She goes, well, I'm human after all. I know how it feels to lose a loved one. I go, I know, but your compassion is stunning considering the situation. She goes, thanks. I go, welcome. She goes, where is she now? I go, with her family. She goes, okay, how do you do your funeral? I go, what do you mean? She goes, how are funerals done in your place? Here it's done for 3 days. I go, you mean 3 days once you decide when the body will be buried? She goes, yeah, the wake, keeping the burial, and the Thanksgiving service, a day for each.
She's not Italian?
Never woke up with a horse's head next to the bed, so...
He knows.
I go, in America, there are so many cultures and customs that it really varies. It's up to the family what they want to do. This will be a simple ceremony where loved ones and friends will gather graveside to pray and say goodbye. Afterwards, some close family members will go back to his wife's house for some food and to talk a bit. Over the next week or so, loved ones will be visited by friends to pay respects to the grieving and help distract them from the loss. But that is one custom, as I said, America is a melting pot. Basically, I'm describing a Jewish burial.
Yeah.
Actually, gave us the Shiva and all that.
I know, but the thing is, she thought you were a Christian, didn't she?
I think at this point I don't really have a religion because I was Christian, then I was Jewish, then I kind of gave it all up.
Yeah, but no, you just went to talk to a rabbi. That didn't make you a Jew.
Well, I was kind of Jewish for a little while.
Were you?
Yeah, this was before the black magic, I believe. No, this was after the black magic.
This was after the black magic because you went to talk to like different faiths because you're trying to figure out, oh, I'm a black magic guy, I'm all bad, I have to go talk for counseling.
I had to leave Christianity because the priest was giving me shit about what I was doing with her and not with my wife.
Right, so then you had to go and you talked to the rabbi for a little bit, and now you're nothing.
I'm a free agent, baby.
Yeah.
Rabbi gives him a little baseball advice. Tells him he's not in the lineup.
Not comedy club advice. Anyway, she goes, I guess that's good. It's simple and economical. Ghanaians waste a lot of money on funerals. I go, it sounds like you do not like the Ghanaian way for dealing with the dead. She goes, it's not that, but wasting that much on funerals is not a good idea for a developing country.
Mm.
God, she's got her pulse.
How much does a pyre cost?
Look at this.
You know, how much does a pyre cost?
What's a pyre?
A funeral pyre.
So
I think
flames.
That's the way they bury. They make a pyre and they dance around it, and that's the end of it.
No, we call those barbecues here.
Mm.
What?
Come to my house.
I guess so.
Really? I hate to die in your family. Give me a casket and a can of gas and them leaves.
Try to open up one of her closets. There's a good chance you'll die on the spot.
We don't have enough money. We just throw them in the dryer.
Yeah. You rake your leaves during the fall? No, we save them.
Grandma's looking a little peaked.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.